All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are plugging away. This is the Daily Drip Podcast. I am your host, program manager Philip Kerrigan. My co-host is
Jerrica Ferguson with the Washington State Combined Fund Drive as well, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
Obviously, hence your introduction of me.
Yes. So, as most of you have probably heard in week one of the Daily Drip, this is a special podcast we're doing where every day we highlight a new charity. We asked our charities to send us different impacts of donations because we get a lot of volunteers and donors who ask us to kind of articulate what money does for people. Today, we're going to talk about the King County Library System Foundation. Now, that sounds like people might go, oh, the library, excellent. I don't go there anyway.
But you need to.
That's correct.
I mean, they are really important public institutions, and particularly for this one, it actually serves not only King County, which is in their name, but also Kitsap County, which is across the water, which is so awesome that this actual foundation has actually been serving since 1942.
That's correct. So the King County Library System Foundation provides support beyond public funding for initiatives and resources that enable the King County Library System to better serve the needs of our community. So they actually have 49 different libraries from Vashon to Skokomish and a collection of 4 million items.
Yeah, actually the KCLS and the KCLS Foundation was founded in 1991.
Wow.
Yeah, so the foundation itself was 91. And when you work together to provide core services while making innovative ideas and pilot programs possible, actually this year in 2018, the foundation actually was granted a $1.2 million to library and programs and services, funding more than 60% of program costs, which is incredible for a charitable organization.
That's pretty awesome. So one of the things that people hear when they hear library is they hear, oh, wow, we're going to talk about libraries.
And books.
Yeah. But books and libraries and reading are actually quite important.
Yeah, and not only that, I don't think a lot of people realize that libraries do more than just reading.
Absolutely.
And, you know, giving those type of services. I don't think people realize the type of food services they actually provide as well.
That's right.
Particularly this King County Library System.
That's right. So there are direct connections between literacy and success. And we're not talking about success like I become Warren Buffett. I'm talking about just mild success in society. Mm-hmm. The percentage of juveniles who interface with the court system who are functionally illiterate, 85%.
No way.
I swear to God.
Wow.
I know, it's unbelievable. 70% of the inmates in American prisons cannot read above the fourth grade level.
It tells you when you are communicating with all individuals is there is a spectrum that you have to consider. And
I think looking
at that of 70% of inmates in America, I mean, that is huge.
Yes.
To see that it's at a fourth grade level.
I know. And these stats are unbelievable. 3 out of 4 food stamp recipients perform at the lowest 2 literacy levels. 1 in 4 children grow up not knowing how to read. And the final one, which is insane, 16 and 19-year-old girls at the poverty level or below with below-average reading skills are 6 times more likely to have a child out of wedlock.
That's astounding.
Yeah, like, that's bananas.
I am a bit speechless on those last statistics you just did because we clearly see that there's a major correlation when it comes to reading and our health of the society and community that we're in particularly. I think that when we talk about library functions, I think there's just an immediate association that you're checking out books or maybe DVDs or movies or things like that. And it's just for people that think about using the library.
That's right.
But our library systems are so integrated in schools and public resources and, you know, your cities and counties that these foundations really strive off the donation.
Do you feel like we used to see, and I don't know because I don't get to be a kid and be home between the hours of 8 and 5 anymore. Do you feel like we had more shows on TV that actually catered solely to the ability to read? Reading Rainbow, Sesame Street, those sort of things. I mean, do you feel like that?
Well, again, I also don't sit between 8 and 5, but I do feel like we've moved away a little bit of promoting literacy as a public service.
Yeah, like a necessary function.
Yeah, I think that we have been focusing, you know, and many fields are very important, STEM, etc. But I think, you know, literacy, you can't you can't get into those fields until you can start reading.
I think
reading.
It all starts with reading.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, does. I think that's one of the major things. So if everybody talks about ridding poverty, mm-hmm. if everybody talks about reducing poverty and homelessness, mm-hmm. it goes back to education, mm-hmm. right? Where does education even start? The ability to read.
Right.
So perhaps the ability to read is the very first thing we need to do to begin eliminating poverty.
That is a profound statement.
Thank you very much.
I mean, yeah, you are right, because, I mean, you just said it perfectly. I'm not even gonna add on
All
to
right.
that statement.
Thank you.
But what I will add on.
Oh, you will anyway.
Yeah, is when we're talking about yes. Food and books.
Yes.
And particularly this King County Library System Foundation. Mm-hmm. I think that we should kind of touch on what type of donation they actually, when they receive, what they do with that money.
Yeah.
Because I think people go, well, it's probably just buying more books.
Right.
But I can tell you that that's not the only thing that this foundation does.
That's right.
And it's not just staying in Seattle. It's actually also going to Kitsap County, which for their name can be a little bit confusing.
That's right. That's right. So why don't you tell everybody the pricing point they gave us and what exactly that pricing point does?
So through our Giving Impact, they gave us a price point of $25. So yeah. that would be $5 for 5 months,
okay.
right? So if you want to give $5 for 5 months, that's where you could get this donation, which would buy one book and one meal for a kid, part of their summer outreach program. They have noticed that a lot of kids are going hungry during the summer months, and so they've actually partnered with local organizations to provide summer meals in their libraries and around the community. What's really cool is they actually pair a book up with their meals. And so
That's
it's kind
awesome.
Of, yeah, it's a great group of people that work together, and they go, you know what, with every meal that we give, let's yep. give a book. And that's going to help not only the kid go, great, I'm eating, I'm actually cognitive, my function's going higher,
that's right.
but also the parent can see that their child is receiving food, and they can help read to that kid as well.
Yeah, get him fed and read.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
It's just really good, well-fed, well-read.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. A super duper plug for our April promotions.
Yeah, yeah.
That is really awesome.
It
what
is.
An awesome organization.
Yep.
How cool is it to contribute to basically improving communities through the very simple act of reading and feeding?
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
So that is today's version of the Daily Drip. We highlighted the King County Library System Foundation. $25 buys a book and a meal for a kid during the summer program.
Correct.
So if you want to give, go ahead and visit the site, or on this on the website, you can actually click Start Giving to This yep. Charity. Visit our website to find out more details. But that was today's version of the Daily Drip.
See you tomorrow.